you have to take the tradition and help the younger people. No need to have any knowledge if you're not going to share it.
That's the late Richard Davis speaking in a clip from a movie that's debuting tomorrow at the Milwaukee Film Festival. The movie is called String Theory, The Richard Davis Method. Davis was an international music star before becoming a music professor at UW-Madison more than 40 years ago. Director Michael Nielsen told WUWM news reporter and jazz fan Chuck Kornbach that the movie looks at Davis and the work done by the educational foundation that Davis created.
Most people know Richard primarily through his recording career back through the 60s and 70s as one of the most prolific bass players, regardless of genre, in the world. We spend only the first three or so minutes of the film about that period and spend the bulk of the rest of the documentary chronicling his work with the Richard Davis Foundation for Young Bassists. And what that is an organization where Richard brings in some of the best bassists across the country and across the world to Madison, Wisconsin once a year to pass on that generational wisdom to younger students from ages 3 up to 18. So you're watching amazing players like Christian McBride and John Clayton pass on this wisdom onto little kids in performing with the upright bass. So it's really a fascinating music education / concert film.
Well, of course, Richard passed away in 2023. The film got underway, I believe. Filming got underway in 2018. You must have some very valuable interviews of Richard Davis.
Yeah, he was fantastic. I mean, obviously, we filmed it over one weekend in 2018 during the 2018 Foundation's conference when they were doing all this education. And they had an amazing cast of bassists fly in that year. And Richard himself was still very lively at that time. So we had about an hour or so with him to talk about the foundation, talk about his legacy, talk about his hopes for the kids and the students and the clinicians and everybody. Every single word out of the guy's mouth is a font of wisdom. You know, if you watch the film and think about the fact that we only had a little under an hour with him.
I had four semesters with him in a jazz appreciation class. I know others who studied with him. Multi-career professional musician, professor, wise elder, a little bit of everything in the film.
Yeah, well, and that's a great point that you say wise elder, because so much of what he talks about with music can also be taken as lessons for life. And I'm sure you got an impression of that as a student as well, that yes, he's passionate about music in and of itself as well. But so quickly in the film, you start to hear that we thought we were talking about music, but we're really talking about humanity. We're really talking about transcending boundaries. We're really talking about, what is the difference between jazz and classical? And, you know, is it all music? We're really talking about what does it mean for bassists to, you know, be supportive of one another as human beings, because they're always the support role in music. Like, there's just, we start talking much more about music as a conduit to humanity, and that's where, you know, the Richard Davis method, as we call it, kind of became the soul of the film.
Do you hope jazz education, bass, either upright or electric, continues beyond Richard Davis's memory?
Absolutely. And I'll parrot Catherine Harris, who's the executive director of the foundation, at our screening in Madison that we had just last week. She, you know, repeats what Richard says, which is that the Richard Davis Foundation is never ending. It's always at the beginning. So even though Richard passed late last year, they just got through this year's annual conference about a week and a half ago. So this whole thing that was depicted in this film just happened again in Madison, and it'll happen again next year. And the mission of bringing the spirit of the bass to the next generation will continue as far as the Richard Davis Foundation is concerned.
Michael Nielsen directed String Theory, The Richard Davis Method, which has its first showing tomorrow at the Time Cinema as part of the Milwaukee Film Festival. Two more showings are scheduled for next week at other locations. There will be a talk back after each showing and a brief musical performance. Right now, we're listening to bassist Richard Davis and drummer Elvin Jones performing Summertime from their classic 1968 album, Heavy Sounds, on Impulse Records.